Do you have a dirty little secret? Welcome to the club.
And you're all invited.
The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We're handing out memberships free of charge.
Step up to the VIP line and let Dana and Brimstone take you on a weekly ride of secrets and debauchery.
Now buckle up, Buttercup, because things are about to get heated on the Dirty Little Secrets Club. Welcome, 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 everybody, to the new edition of the Dirty Little Secrets Club. We're your hosts.
I am still the same old Dana Pereira.
And I'm the same old Brimstone. But it's a new format.
It is.
We're going to be doing something a little different. Still the same Dirty Little Secrets Club. However, rather than taking in the messages from the outside world, we're going to be talking about things of great speculation, scandals in the world that are going on today. So this way we could stay up to date with all the stuff and things that are happening in pop culture and with the people therein. Am I making sense, Day?
Yeah, absolutely. It is incredible how much scandal and lies and shit that is going on in just your everyday world. And so, I mean, the thing that is awesome is we have the interwebs now. And so we have access to all of it all the time.
We has cookies.
Uh-huh. Come to the dark side.
Come to the dark side. So there's so many different things that we want to talk about. And today with this brand new, journey that we're going to go on. So, you know, everything we did prior is still there. We still stand by it. And, you know, that's our first chapter. This is the next chapter. So we want to, I think, get started with Day. This Kate Middleton thing that's been going on.
Where is Kate Middleton?
I am actually shocked and kind of in awe of all the things that are going on, because apparently she hasn't been seen since what, October of last year?
So that was it. She has been seen now, like driving in the car with her mom and driving in the car with her husband, although it is all that I could see was really like a side silhouette. I'm like, that could be anybody. But
well, they actually it's been coming out, and they have been saying with the quotes have been saying that there, how many body doubles are there, that there might be, you know, doubles of her, you know, and it's not really her. And I've seen that in a couple different places. So, you know, I guess that's a new little tidbit to throw
in. Yeah. Well, I mean, wow. I guess we should first say that everything that we're talking about right now is absolute speculation, rumors that are going around the rumor mill. So Kate Middleton, there was a statement put out by the royal family by the palace or whatever it is, that she had a scheduled abdominal surgery and that she was going to be out of the limelight for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. Well, I was, you know, kind of going down the Kate Middleton rabbit hole. And one of the points that somebody had made that I thought was interesting was that back in December or November, somewhere before the new year, they had announced that she was planning this trip at the beginning of 2024. And they're like, why would you announce that you're planning this trip if you had a scheduled abdominal surgery that was going to take you out for a couple of months? She was supposed to show up somewhere.
Well, maybe she was saying that she was going on a trip somewhere as to have people not think that she was doing something medical, you know, and then the royal family or whoever put that information out there said, well, this is what's going on. And they, you know, kind of.
There's a lot of speculation out there. People are saying some ridiculous things, and then there are some not so ridiculous things that I'm like, ah, that's a possibility. For example, one of the ridiculous things is that she had a BBL.
What's a BBL?
It is the Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, okay. What exactly does that entail? See what I did there?
The tail,
the butt lift, the tail. Okay. What is that?
So that was one of the things that they were saying, is that she had a BBL, which I think is stupid. It's just stupid internet, like, ridiculousness going on. However, and this, again, alleged speculation. I want to use all of the words so that people don't think that I'm spitting a truth. This is a rumor that I am regurgitating to everybody. There has been some speculation because she's been spotted with some injuries that maybe Prince William might have put her into the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
Unraveling a royal fairy tale here.
Well, I mean, think about it. This place, the royal family has had like a dark cloud over them for a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, go all the way back to Princess Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody having taken her out, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and honestly, a lot of people definitely still believe that. They believe that it was Prince, King Charles, right?
Uh-huh.
Who took her out.
Or maybe even Queen Camilla.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know. Why, though? Why would they do that? You know what I mean? I don't understand why they would want to do that. Maybe, I don't know. Was she too out there? Was she too vocal? I don't know.
I mean, at the palace, they want everything to be hush hush. That's why, I mean, they usually don't respond to rumors. There's a lot of things. There's also speculation that maybe Prince William was having an affair, that he drinks a lot also is another one. And as we all know by now, the king has cancer. They have not come out and said what kind of cancer, but Prince Harry actually flew to the UK to visit his dad. So he flew 14 hours to go to the UK.
Right.
He visited with the king for 45 minutes and then flew 14 hours back to California.
45 minutes? That's it?
45 minutes he visited.
Then he was thrown out of there. He was thrown out of there.
Well, there is speculation that also the king is not feeling like William is ready to take the throne if something were to happen to him. And he had to, whatever it is that he said to Prince Harry, had to be said in person because he couldn't risk email, talking over the phone, all of that stuff for something to get out. But I'm tying it all together because the reason, and again, speculation. The reason, yeah, it's my favorite word. It's going to be my favorite word for the new edition of the Dirty Little Secrets Club. But they're saying that it all kind of ties together with Prince William not being capable of taking over the throne. He's brought shame onto the family by having this affair. He's drinking too much. He put Kate in the hospital. So there's just so many rumors. And this is what happens when the palace doesn't come out and tell you what the fuck is going on. They allow our little imaginations to run wild with speculation.
What you gonna do, baby, when your imagination runs wild over you?
That's right.
So, okay, but didn't, what is it, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, right? That's the other
uh-huh.
ones?
Yeah.
But didn't they kind of cut themselves away from the royal family? They decided they wanted nothing to do with the royal family.
Yep.
You know, like, I mean, why would, what do you think he was trying to convince him to come back and
they're
to do
saying
something?
It was like his last ditch effort to try and get him to come back. But they wanted him supposedly without Meghan, and he said no.
Well, yeah, you know, why would you? Also, you know, if he already left because he was standing by his wife, why the hell would he go back without his wife? You know what I
yeah.
mean? And William in general, isn't he the one who is the rightful heir because he's the oldest? So
yes,
they
however,
can't take it away from him unless they off him.
No,
right?
I think that they can. I think that the king can make that decision.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, King, you and I should talk. Old Brim would be happy to take over that position.
King,
you know what I'm saying?
Brimstone?
Yes, King Brimstone.
You'll have to develop an accent.
Oh, look, very nice inside a throne.
And I don't think that the palace would love, you know, all of the anal talk and buttholes and poop and that we've had on this show.
They'll get used to it. Are you kidding me? Come on. Come on.
Everybody you know has a butthole.
Everybody has a butthole. The queen had a butthole.
There you go. Nailed it. Nailed it.
Why not?
Yeah.
We all have a butthole. You don't know what went on in the queen's chambers, okay? She might have been a kinky little bitch. You don't know what's going on.
She might have been holding one of those corgis on her lap.
It's possible. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. Listen, I will neither confirm nor deny that I ever heard any of that stuff. But you never know.
We make shit up now because you guys don't tell us anything. So if we're going to have a fascination with the royal family and you guys are going to leave us to our own imaginary devices, we're going to come up with shit. Okay.
I have no fascination with them whatsoever. I'm just having fun making fun.
I don't want to say that I have a fascination with them. I wasn't trying to watch the royal weddings or anything like that. But this Kate Middleton thing has definitely sparked some interest from my 3 a.m. brain.
Well, when I messaged you, you know, yesterday, I was like, all right, for tomorrow, here's a couple of thoughts that I had. And you're like, I am so on it. I've been following this Middleton thing for quite some time already.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, that's good because I don't know as much, but I do know some. I want to talk about the photo, okay?
The Photoshop.
Yeah. So what the hell? First of all, what's the point of doing a Photoshop of her with her kids? I would assume that they'd already have a photo with her and her kids that they wouldn't need to Photoshop, for one. Two, I mean, I don't understand what the whole, you know, was it just because it wasn't a new photo and so they decided to not run it? I'm a little confused. I guess shed some light for me, because they put a kill note out on it.
Yeah.
They pulled everything.
They were like, everybody fucking take it down right now because it has been manipulated. Okay. So what's interesting with that is that Kate Middleton had posted an apology saying that she had experimented with editing tools like most people do, she says. So she's like, apologies for any confusion with the photo. Here's the thing. Whenever somebody is experimenting with editing, I would assume that you would touch up your face, take out a pimple, or, you know, the areas in which they said were Photoshopped, I'm very confused. It's like somebody's arm, somebody's collar, a weird thing on her shirt, her zipper is I don't get it. What is Photoshopped there? Some people were saying it was AI. I think the whole fascination with the fact that she had been missing for so long has turned this whole photo thing into is it really her kind of a thing.
Well, I mean, and that's a good thought pattern for people to think, like, all right, well, you know, is she missing? Is she in a coma? Is she dead? Was she planning on leaving, you know, the prince? Was she, you know, was she put into some kind of a cell somewhere and locked up because, you know, they don't want her, you know, I guess, letting anything out? Or maybe who knows? What did they, you know, what's going on? You know, why would you need to Photoshop a photo of you? Well, except to make it look a little cleaner. Listen,
right.
every photo that goes out, you know, especially
is edited
like
some
is
way.
Edited.
Yeah.
So why this? Why the kill order on it?
Yeah.
I don't understand. What's so important, or what were they trying to do with this photo? You know what I mean? I don't understand.
I don't either. It is very confusing to me. And maybe if somebody's out there and they're listening and they have some more insight on this, or maybe something will come out in the next couple of days that will make it all make sense to me. Right now, I'm like, I don't understand what the hell that is all about.
I have no idea. I mean, you know, and who cares? You know,
yep.
Honestly, you know, who cares?
That's how I feel.
I just don't understand. I mean, it was for Mother's Day. Maybe she didn't have a newer photo for Mother's Day. And
Prince William took it the week before.
But who's, they're saying she said it, but how do we know it was her who said it?
Right, because it's coming out via a Twitter account. And so
and Insta,
it could
I
be
think, right?
anybody. And
Right.
I think she, all of her stuff has come out on, I keep calling it Twitter. You guys know it's X. I'm old, so I just, you know, my brain goes back to the original.
You're
but
not old. You're not old,
I'm,
Dana.
Well, I'm, you
You're
know.
well seasoned. That's
I'm well
You're
seasoned,
well
like a
seasoned.
fucking steak.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Listen, are people too bored? Does everybody need to be an internet super sleuth? You know what I mean? Like, it comes down to, you know, do you need to? No, you don't. But it's fun. You know
yes.
what I mean? It's fun.
Yes.
I want to know what's going on simply because, like, where is this woman missing? Like, are they, like, planting these things and just saying, hey, this is what it is? You know, I heard that it was the palace that is the one who put that photo out to AP, and then AP decided after they realized that it was edited, said F that jazz, and put the kill order on it. So,
well, I think
you
the
know,
palace
like,
put the kill order on it. They emailed
no.
everybody and said, yeah, they emailed everybody and said, take it down now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I got a little bit of different information there, but I thought it was AE that put it out and said that they're the ones that put the kill order because it was not a proper, it wasn't, the photo wasn't right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Maybe I don't want to be solid in my thought process. Maybe I read something wrong. So, I mean, yeah, sure, that's possible because I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe they realized that she is way too freaking hot to be with that loser. And what do you call it? And she was going to leave. And what do you call it? They offed her. You know what I mean? And now they're just trying to, you know, kind of
buy some time.
I don't know, man. Like, look at, have you seen this guy? No
I
offense
have
to you, but
seen him.
Looks like his
and
dad. I mean, not too pretty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just so curious because when somebody is that private, when a whole family is that private,
right,
that means they have something to hide. And I think that's
true.
Where the fascination comes from, because if you want the power and you want people to love you, but then you are also like, they have such a standard of what they put out. They don't allow mistakes. You're not allowed to look a certain way. You're not allowed to dress a certain way. Like, the etiquette, it's so like old school Victorian crazy shit. They definitely didn't keep up with the times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, so I'm reading here, just so you know, I'm gonna credit the Mirror UK. They're saying that it was the media who put out the kill order.
Okay.
Kill order issued by news agencies on a photo of Kate, which was suspected of manipulation, is likely the first of its kind that had been sent out about a royal photo, an expert has said. So this comes from mirror.co.uk, just so you know, that's not coming from us.
That is so interesting.
Yeah. So it was the news agencies had put out the kill order. It wasn't the, because I'm
and
pretty
then,
sure.
And then Princess Kate goes on to her ex and puts out a statement saying, like, my bad, I edited the photo. Sorry for the confusion. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, the Press Association also pulled a picture, as did Getty Images, with the PA saying in a statement, like other news agencies, PA Media issued the handout image provided by Kensington Palace of the Princess of Wales and her children in good faith yesterday. We became aware of concerns about the image and we carried a report about it last night and made clear that we were seeking urgent clarification about the image from Kensington Palace. In the absence of that clarification, we are killing the image from our picture service.
Ah.
So it was Kensington Palace that sent it over. And it is, what do you call it? And it is the Associated Press that, you know, that kill order
killed
on it.
Okay.
Routers,
so I did have that wrong.
Yeah. For those who don't know, Reuters, AP, that's Associated Press. And they're the ones that, like, spread around all the press releases and, you know, all that jazz. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, whether people follow the royal family, do not, whether they give a shit or they don't, whatever has been surrounding this family over the last 5 months has been very interesting. You can't get away from it if you're on Twitter, if you're on TikTok, if you're on pretty much anything. It is fascinating. People do want to know, where the fuck is Kate? Like, what's going on? What kind of abdominal surgery takes you out for 3 months, you know?
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I mean, it's something that maybe something went wrong, you know? Maybe something went wrong. Maybe that she had some kind of operation outside of that. Maybe she was doing some other things, like you mentioned.
Well, there was also people saying that she was in a mental health facility and they didn't want to say that. Or, I mean, there's maybe so many rumors that are going on about it. And the fact of the matter is, nobody knows the truth except for Kate and William and that family. We're just all out here coming up with our own stories and spreading them around.
Well,
so.
I mean, I'm sure the photo probably went out as, you know, especially on social media, as like an innocent family photo. You know what I mean? That's
totally,
what I would assume.
Yeah.
And maybe
a cute photo.
Yeah. I'm, you know, why did the royal family send that out? If you know what I mean? And not her. Well, I guess that would be coming from the royal family. I don't know. I'm very, very confused. Also, I mean, I don't know about, you know, all that has happened prior, but I do remember there being something where a lip reader had said at the coronation that Kate Middleton gave a warning of about 4 words to Prince William before they got married, or before the coronation rather. So, so I don't know if, you know, some shit's unraveling.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but this is the stuff that I had seen and I read, and, you know, I don't go ham on this stuff. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't want to give any bullshit, you know, stuff that anything I say is speculation, but things that I have seen and have read. I don't know. I think that it's a very big possibility that they did something with her and they're trying to buy time before they figure out how to kind of put it out there, you know?
Because
if people haven't actually seen her, they have seen her silhouette, could be body doubles, could be anything going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Put her on TV. Let's see her live on TV.
Well, I think that it
Blink
is
twice.
Very
twice
safe
okay.
to say that the royal family has some dirty little secrets.
Absolutely. So I guess we will continue with this as we go
along. We'll pay attention. We will pay attention for sure.
Yeah. I definitely want to stay up on this. And if you guys have any suggestions, any thoughts about this, please shoot them over. Same way you would send over the old school secrets. You want to send it to thedirtylittlesecrets.com. Go there and submit your secrets to us. Not secrets to us. your thoughts about this. And, you know, there's a good chance that we will read them on air. Also, what do you call it? If you have any suggestions, any scandals that you'd like us to talk about, please definitely shoot those over.
Yeah.
Because even though we're good and we see a lot of things, we can't see everything. So there might be something that we don't know about that we should definitely check out. So
absolutely. Please
definitely shoot that over as well. That being said, we've got some other stuff to talk about. What do you call it? So I know that you know that I know that you know that we've both been watching Love is Blind season 6.
I'm obsessed with it.
I can't stand these goddamn shows.
I love them.
I do like them to a certain extent. I get sucked into it. They are very good at that, sucking you in. Matter of fact, a couple of years ago, I remember watching, like, not just the when the one went off and was finished. In between, I was watching like the Spanish one, like the one in Brazil,
the Swedish
and the one in here. Yeah. So I watched like a whole bunch of them just to see the differences. And
man, you went way off the rails. I didn't even go that far, Brim.
This was a couple of years ago, by the way. I'm pretty sure that it might have even been during COVID or right around that time when you just had time to kill. And I'm sitting and reading all the subtitles just to get through. I think one was Love is Blind Japan. And
oh my goodness.
Because it's all different cultures. You know what I mean? And I wanted to see how it was and how it would hold up the same show in other areas. That being said, this season was so full of freaking scandal. It was spin your goddamn head. So, I'm going to start off with one of the things that I thought was pretty nuts. You did watch the season finale, right?
I did.
Finale,
I watched the reunion. And I do want to start also by saying, if you have not watched Love is Blind and you're like, I have no interest in watching Love is Blind, you still want to hear about their scandals. So don't turn us off just yet. You're going to want to hear their dirty little secrets because they are interesting as hell. So go ahead, Brim. Yeah. Kick us off.
And if you have not watched the season finale yet, the reunion, then you might want to pause this and then
come back after you watch.
Right. But I doubt it. It's already been a week, but I will let you know there will be spoilers here. Just putting it out there. I don't want anybody get mad that we ruined your show. Don't get mad that we ruined your show, man. Anyway, so when I was watching it through the first time around, I actually was like, even though I wasn't crazy about the guy, I actually was rooting for that Trevor guy. I thought that him and the Chelsea girl would have made a great couple. I see your face. You're making the noises and everything. So I'm thinking, all right, well, Trevor's going to be, would be really good with her and yada, yada, yada. So after everything came out, all of a sudden the rumor mill started going on the internet. And it was like, well, Trevor went into it with a girlfriend, and then Trevor came out of it with a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And he was messaging her like before and after the show, whatever. So last night on the, what do you call it? Because we record this on Thursdays. So this aired on Wednesday this past week. Because remember, this airs on Tuesday. So what do you call it? Just giving you guys perspective. When we watched the reunion, they called that sumbitch out. Boy, they called him out. They not only were like, all right, you came here for the wrong reasons. You saw him physically intimidated by Nick Lachey of all freaking people. Sorry, Nick.
When he's like
great,
seven times his size, too.
Right. This dude is like just as big, if not bigger than me. And he was like, ooh, like you just like killed him. What do you call it? Like this guy came out scared. Then he's like, I had a whole thing prepared.
I'm gonna sit on this couch and shit myself.
Yeah, pretty much. And he couldn't get anything out. Uh-huh. He couldn't get anything out. And basically, not only did they call him out, sister, you saw as well as I did, they had the freaking text messages.
They had the receipts. Probably because the girlfriend was pissed off and sent it to them. Oof. Well, actually, I think it was also on the internet. So, guys, the premise of Love is Blind, if you are not up on it, is that you go into these pods, you meet people, and by the end of it, you're supposed to get married. So these people that are going into the pods are supposed to be ready for not only a relationship, they are supposed to be there to fall in love, to meet their person, and to potentially marry them. At the end of the show. So Trevor goes into this. He meets all of the girls. He very clearly had a girlfriend from these receipts, from these text messages that they had shown. Before he left to go to meet the girls in the pods, he's like, he basically said, I'm doing this. You're going to hear me say some stuff probably that isn't going to feel good, but you know I have to do this to be on the show. He was very clearly going in there just to get famous. He wanted his face to be on the most popular TV show on Netflix. And then he wanted to become famous. He had no plans on falling in love and getting married. In fact, whenever he got out of the pods, the first thing he did was text this girlfriend, do you still love me? And then he said he was gonna marry her.
I did see that. And he had no, his response was that, I went there with all intentions and I told her ahead of time that, if I do find somebody in there, that I'm going to be with them. And he said he was toxic. He knows he's toxic.
Super toxic.
And blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's,
you should have known from his
toxic
fucking mullet how toxic he was.
He got rid of the mullet, though. And then he
grew
it back.
Yeah.
You know, but come on, man. All right. First and foremost, like you were full of shit. Maybe he wasn't full of shit, apparently, because it did look, unless he's a great actor, which he doesn't seem to be that kind of a guy. Maybe he did go And he did fall for Chelsea. You know, we got a lot to talk about Chelsea.
Oh, boy.
You know, the fact is maybe he did fall for her, and maybe he was in that process. Because, look, when you're secluded and you're there and you've got nothing else that you can go and fall on, no phones, no TV, no nothing, and you are all up in your feels, that's all you can do. I can understand that you're in that position. You go, oh, shit. Okay, yeah, I think I love this person. He might have actually fallen in love with the girl. You know what I mean? And then once he was out of it, he's like, okay, I got to get back to reality. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, now that we're in the real world, that's what they always call it, that, the real world. When we're back in the real world, first of all, let's talk about how horrible of a concept this show is.
Awful.
Even whenever you can't see the person across from you, you are still putting your best foot forward. You are still saying all of the right things. You are still trying to make this person like you. No, I'm not jealous, Jimmy. Not at all. you know, like, you're still doing all the things to make somebody like you. You're not showing your true fucking colors until you are at. So Love is Blind, whatever. You know, like, that's. Whether or not you like what they look like, you're still shading your personality to make you look in the best light in the beginning.
Well, which is why I think they do the whole thing and send them off on their mini vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
again, it's like, go, 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 go. You're confined. You're confined. And then they put you in the real world, but it's not the real world.
No.
Because you still have the cameras following you around and you know what I mean? And all that stuff. So again, I personally, I guess it's an interesting experiment. It has worked for a few people. Like, they're actually,
it makes for
more
great
people than
TV.
I thought.
Great TV.
Fantastic TV. I didn't realize there were so many successful couples until they showed them on the show.
And that wasn't even all of them.
That. No, apparently not.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that. But that's cool and that's great. And they got into the experiment and they played along and they found what they were looking for. And it is a possibility that they can do that. But I'm sure some people, you know, a lot of people are like, I want to get on TV and I'm going to do TV. And, you know, what do you call it? I'll ride that until the wheels fall off. And, you know, and honestly, you know, you look on social media and some of these people have astronomical numbers because
they grew overnight.
They vested into them overnight, you know, because, you know, they followed their stories, you know.
Uh-huh.
But just like you saw with Trevor, that fame can go from fame to infamous, you know, just like this. And then you're done. You know what I mean? Now you're done. You have
people
nothing to go back
do
on.
Not like Trevor anymore. They liked him in the pods.
Him.
Hell yes. I thought he was a great guy in the pods. And then after it all started to unravel, I was like, ew, gross. So no, he's not well liked, especially after that reunion, which was hilarious because he was sitting there and he's like, can I go now? Because he had nothing to say.
He asked to leave and then he was actually dismissed by Nick Lachey. First of all, like, a guy that size and that with that, like, first of all, you're going to take it like that? Even if you screwed up, you're not even going to defend yourself or say it. Like, there was nothing there. So
he
was 150%.
They had
the
receipts.
They had the receipts. Just like they had the receipts on what's his name? Jimmy the Toe. He looks like a freaking toe. A freaking stupid looking guy. I just want to punch him in the face the entire. Yeah, he's got one of those faces that you just want to hit.
A punchable face.
Yeah. I don't talk like this. Shut up, bro. Like, you know, he was a conniver. The only reason why he picked to go with Chelsea is because of that goddamn stupid freaking comment. I look like what's her face?
Megan Fox.
I look like
she didn't
all,
say that though. She didn't.
Friends say that she looks like Megan Fox.
She said, I've been told like that I like her celebrity look-alike. And she was like, I don't see it though. It's just because I have dark hair and blue eyes. That's what she said. She was like, I don't see it, so don't get too excited. But, you know, somebody has said that you look like Megan Fox. I've been told that I look like Megan Fox.
No, you do not look like Megan Fox.
I know.
At all. You
but
look
I've
like
been
Dana
told
Pereira.
It.
That is your celebrity look.
I've been told
like.
I look,
look like
Jennifer
yourself.
Aniston. I've been told that I look like Alyssa Milano. I've been told
no.
that I look like Jennifer Love Hewitt. And
no.
I've been told that I look like Megan Fox. Those. That's the thing. She regurgitated what somebody else had said. And if you are a human being, somebody at some point has said, oh my gosh, you kind of look like maybe it's from the eyes up that you kind of look like this person, or maybe it's from the nose down that you look like this person.
Right.
So that has haunted her throughout this entire process, that she made reference that somebody had once mentioned in her life that she had a resemblance to Megan Fox.
She said that all her friends say she looks like Megan Fox. Let's put that. No, in perspective, she did to what you said. She did admit that she does not feel that she looks like that. And
yeah.
I will also admit that right here. Now, if you guys are not watching the video portion, in her eyes, just her eyes, it looks very similar to Megan Fox's.
She does
eyes,
have a
just
resemblance.
Her eyes.
Yes.
That resemblance I can see. But the rest of her is no way, shape, or form anything Megan Fox. I was just in, and yes, you are right. People say things. When I was at iHeart this past week, I went into one of the studios, what do you call it, and the Breakfast Club and one of the spinoffs. And what do you call it? When I was in there, Angela Yee is the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I was visiting Angela, and what do you call it? In there was Godfrey, the comedian. You remember him? Godfrey, the comedian?
You told me about him before.
Yeah, so... He like turned around to me. This is the first time I was meeting him. And he's like, oh my God, you look like Meatloaf. Now, I've gotten that before. I do not look like Meatloaf.
No offense.
That is an insult to me. I think that I am much better looking than Meatloaf ever was. But, you know, because I have long hair and you know, like,
right.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what people do.
That's what people do. And the only reason why I tell that, told that right now, the only reason why it's relevant is because I understand that people say that. People say it all the time. But just like I said, I do not look like that at all. I refuse to accept that. Notice how I said that.
Yeah.
So she should have been like, I do not look like this person. Maybe in the eyes, blah, blah, blah. She could have put it more in perspective. The internet, though, took it as she said she looked like Megan Fox.
Oh, and she has been hung out to dry over it.
Oh, yeah. She like what, she was hung up by her pinkies from a tree and just swaying in the wind.
Yeah.
What do you call it? The fact of the matter is she took it right in the ace about that. And the fact is that he went and chose her only because he brought that up. She brought that up. She
I
said
think
that
played
and he's
a big
like,
part.
Really?
He's like, decision made. Done.
Yeah.
Decision. I choose you. I choose you, Megan Fox. I mean, Chelsea.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Jessica is drop dead gorgeous.
She's a 10.
Yes. She's a 12. Let's be honest. She's gorgeous. What do you call it? And so what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, the fact is, you were still thinking about looks. You were not there for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And you cared about what that person looked like. So as soon as she said that, that's all that was in your mind, because you were in this world. You know what I mean? In this world where you have nothing else going on except for, you know, these interactions and this engagement.
Yeah.
So now you have this idea in your head of what this person looks like. And you saw it when they opened those doors and he caught a look at her. You saw in his face like,
he was like, you are not Megan Fox.
Right.
That was his first thought.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I just with this one, I did not like Jimmy whatsoever. I think that he's a fake ass person. I think he's the clown. I know Danielle and you spoke. I know she messaged you to give me a hard time about the other dude, but we'll get to him.
Oh, about Jeremy?
About Jeremy with an A.
Yeah.
He's also an idiot. But at the end of the day, like, I have certain reservations about certain things, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
The whole thing with you know, the Jimmy guy is, I don't think he was there for the right reasons. I think that he purposely agitated Chelsea in a lot of different ways, but she was also a whiny bitch the whole time. She was a whiny bitch. And she
another problem
was drunk
with the show.
Nonstop.
Well, yes, they feed them alcohol and they put them in those cups so that you can't see how much they do it for editing purposes so that they can edit it the way that they want you to see it in the order that they want you to see it.
Right.
And that nobody's going like, but wait a minute, that glass was half full a minute ago and now it's filled to the brim. What happened? That's out of order. You'll see it sometimes on their food plates, which I love because I'm like, okay, Love is Blind. You're trying to catch me with the glasses by not letting me see through them. But I can see on that plate right now that, you know, the hamburger that was eaten in scene one is now back on the plate in scene six. So you're not fooling me, Love is Blind, with the edits. However, so much therapy is needed. I really feel like if they actually wanted a show where they were putting these couples together and Love is Blind, blah, 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 they would provide a therapist afterwards to help them work through whatever these issues that they were having.
I think they might. I think they might, because in the credits it does say on-hand therapist or on-hand.
Well, they should put that on air because
they should put that on there.
Chelsea was very clearly insecure. She honestly, and I'm not even doing this, like, I'm not hating on her whenever I'm saying this. She reminds me a lot of my former self. The insecurity that I felt, the arguments that I would pick over my boyfriend's friends, or he left me for too long, or it just reminded me of the scared little insecure girl that I was in my 20s. And it made me want to give her a hug. I felt like being like, girlfriend, stand in that power of yours. Like, he was gone for 90 minutes. Calm down.
Right, right, right.
However, Chelsea. However, I also think that a lot of Chelsea's time was edited to make it look that way. I don't think that we got all of the real Chelsea through the edits that they put on the show.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. What about the shit where she, you know, spoiled Jimmy's secret that she gave and he gave to her in confidence about the friend?
Okay, so let's spoil the secret for everybody. Yeah, let's spoil the secret for everybody. So, guys, whether or not you follow Love is Blind, here is a juicy, dirty little secret that happened on the show. There was a guy, Jimmy, who slept with his friend. I don't remember how long beforehand it was, but he did have sex with his friend. And then they decided it wasn't going to work out. They were just going to be friends. He tells Chelsea, the girl that he decides to marry, in the pods that this happened. And Chelsea is insecure about it. She's insecure that he's still hanging out with her after knowing that they had slept together. And she calls him out and she's like, but you slept with this girl. Now, it was a secret. He didn't want the world to know that he had slept with this girl. That girl didn't want the world to know that they had slept together.
Right.
And Chelsea called it out on national TV. Now, was she wrong for calling it out on national TV? What are your thoughts on that?
I think she was wrong.
Okay.
I think she was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I understand she was sorting through her feelings. But she was drunk and she held a secret that he, you know, look, he signed up to be on the show. The girl did not sign up to be on the show.
Totally.
So, you know, she did. She must have, because she did do the appearance on the show for him when they brought in the friends. But she didn't sign up to have her dirty laundry on the show. You know, if you want to keep it that way, put it that way. And I think that it's unfair to have put that out there. When it was kind of like something that he did say in confidence, he did tell her, because we didn't hear him say it to her.
Yeah.
So it must have been something that was off air, off camera, on purpose.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Something like that. If you want it to be known, you'll say it. So it would be known, like Clay. Clay said things and that were intimate and so forth that were on camera that, you know, we were able to then follow along. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This was obviously a as much as I don't like him at all, I feel that he was wronged and he was right to be pissed off about it. And now, again, for him to have shut her down and saying this isn't going to work because of that, I think that was a little too far. If he was really into her, then, you know what I mean? Then he would have figured out a way to kind of just get past that, or to work it out, because she was still gung-ho, you know, ready to do it. You know what I mean? Also, just before I forget, because he, when they did that whole thing again, they did like this little gathering while they were on the vacation, towards the end of the vacation, and Jessica had come, and then he went and he was having the conversation with Jessica, and he said to her, "Well, you're still my first choice.
You're still number one," or something like that.
"You're still my number one pick."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at that point, you knew he wasn't in it for the for this girl. He was there. He was trying to stay in it for as long as he could, to stay on TV as long as he could. You know what I mean? And he didn't. He should have gotten it more on the reunion than he did. And the other little thing with that, why was he throwing Jessica under the bus on an outside interview?
Yeah. Jimmy's not great. I'll give you that. He's not my favorite. However, like, going back to the whole Chelsea outed the secret thing, I feel a couple of different ways about it. Like, should she have done it? Probably not. Not her best moment, for sure. But two, editors had the choice to take that out. They didn't. They put that in there for a reason. They wanted more of the drama. And three, just because you tell somebody a secret does not make it their responsibility if it makes them feel a certain kind of way. Like, if Joe had told me that he slept with one of his friends and then he was with that friend and talking to them all the time, I would have some feelings about that. That might make me feel a little insecure. And I don't think it's fair to necessarily put all of that on to Chelsea whenever she was dropped this bombshell of, "Oh, I fucked one of my friends. Hey, I'm going to go hang out with them. See you later. Bye." That might stir up some feelings, especially if you're feeling insecure in a brand new relationship.
Fair enough. But also, put yourself in perspective. He did say to her, and I'm not defending him at all.
Yeah.
He did say to her, "Come with me." He invited her to go.
No. I agree with
she
that.
She decided not to
go.
And then she's telling him, "I don't want somebody who goes out and parties." The guy was gone for, you know, an hour or whatever it was.
90 minutes. He was gone for 90 whole minutes.
Right. Like
what a party animal.
Get a grip, Chip. Get a grip. You know what I mean? And the fact is that she, maybe he was there for it or whatever, she was so out there. You know what I mean? You know, she has way too many issues, and that's the reason why she's still single at this age. You know what I'm saying?
She's
not an ugly girl. She doesn't look like Megan Fox, but she's not ugly.
Well, pretty or ugly doesn't matter. That doesn't mean anything for your singleness or not.
But what I'm saying is that she is a pretty girl. You know what I'm saying? She is a pretty girl. It's not like she's, you know, 10 shades of ugly. You know what I mean? Like, she's a pretty girl. She has a nice attitude. And I'm not body shaming. I'm not doing anything. You know, like, my point is, if I was single, you know, and I was going back and forth with her, you know what I mean? I would say, "Oh, she's nice. She has, you know, she's whatever." And then I'd be like, "This girl is freaking hella crazy."
She definitely has some insecurities, 100%. And there's definite some things that she should be hopefully working through, because, yes, the insecurity is off the charts.
Off the charts.
Yeah. So I do think, though, because we're running pretty late here, we need to talk about the Jeremy thing, because Danielle, she wants us to hash it out. So let's talk about the Jeremy thing. Let's let everybody know what's going on. So do you want to take the wheel on that one? What your perspective was?
So Jeremy with an A was with this girl, Laura. Now, I don't like Laura. I think she's a bitch. I think that. Now, the other people seem to like her.
Give the scenario without your comment, without what you think, and then we'll talk about what you think.
Okay, fair enough. I was just giving you my thought pattern.
I know. But I want everybody to know the scenario first.
The scenario is that he asked her if she would like to go out, that a bunch of people were meeting up. She refused, just like the other situation. She refused. He went out. It turns out that the girl that he had been interested in, which was Sarah Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Ann, is that her name?
That was the other girl that he was talking to in the
pods. Sarah Ann was the other girl that he was talking to in the pods. Wound up being at the bar as well that they went to. And then he was with her what they said, just talking. But then he'd been out until 5 a.m. and he wound up going and driving to her house. And from what they said, he was just dropping her off. Now, as in any relationship, I do understand, and I would feel the same way. F that jazz. What are you talking about? Nobody's out till 5 a.m. just talking, blah, blah, blah. I understand that whole perspective. So, you know, Danielle was out of line with that, thinking that I didn't understand that perspective.
Mm.
But I also, and I'm going to put it there to this as simple as I can, I'm not saying he was right. I'm not saying that he was wrong. I'm just saying, me personally, Laura, the blonde.
Yeah.
The one he was with. Laura was a bitch. She treated him like shit. Bless you. She treated him like shit. She made fun of what he wore. She made fun of how he acted. She made fun of every single thing along the way. She treated him like garbage, okay? Unless that's only what they showed on TV. When her family met him, they're like, how do you put up with her? Because she was like that. Now, again, they were just in pods. They just came out. They've been together for about a month now. If he wasn't serious about Laura, okay, it's still new in that relationship. You know, the boundaries might have been starting to get set. It's not like somebody who's been together for a year or 2 years were in a regular relationship. They had just come out. This guy had to choose between these two women, and now he might have had the opportunity to talk to this girl. And I'm not saying it was right, because he was supposed to go marry the other girl. So experiment-wise, he shouldn't have. But think about this. They were just locked up. Now you're talking to this person, and you want to get stuff out. You want to talk about the situation and why it happened and why it went the way it did and so forth. I can understand that to a certain extent. Now, going, if he was just driving her home, I see that. I think it's wrong. I think that all you're doing is setting yourself up to be screwed. But he gave her the opportunity to watch where he was going. He did ask her to come. She could have been there. Then they could have both drove her home if that was the case, or not drove her at all. She's the one.
He wouldn't be having a 5 a.m. conversation if his fiance was there. And shouldn't you be able to trust the person that you are supposed to be marrying to not go and talk for hours to the person that he was previously dating?
I agree, but was he dating her?
Yes, that's what the pods are. That is exactly what the pods are. If you talk to any single one of them, they call it dating. Every single one of them calls it dating. They were dating in the pods.
So if somebody is on what do you call it, on the internet, and people are going back and forth and talking to each other in the internet, does that mean they're dating? You know what I'm saying?
That is a completely different scenario. That's not even comparable to what they were actually doing.
So
Jeremy, yes, he goes out, Laura stays home. That wasn't the problem. That wasn't the issue.
Right.
The issue was that he was engaged to this woman.
Yes.
And then he went with the girl that he was dating formerly.
Right.
And was with her until 5 a.m. and then tried to lie about it. Then he tried to lie about it.
Did he try to lie about it, though?
No. He said, I shared my location with you, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, and she said too,
that he never left.
We never left the parking lot.
Right. And that's where he was.
Lie on both of them.
Right.
They did leave the parking lot.
Right.
He was at her house. Now, whether or not he was in her house, they did anything, I don't know. We can't prove that. We can prove that he tried to lie about it, though.
Right.
So if you are trying to lie about it to cover your tracks, that means you have something to hide.
Right.
There is a reason that you were lying about it.
Because I think from what he said, and again, when he did say it, he looked like he was sincere when he said it on TV. And again, you don't know. But he said, I felt bad because she needed to get home, and I felt bad not taking her. So I took her, but nothing happened. I took her, and then I came home, and it was already late. Now, again, doesn't make it right. I'm not siding with him, mind you.
Think about if we got this as a dirty little secret. think about it. Right. If we got this as a dirty little secret, you would have been like, say, fuck that jazz. That is crazy.
I agree.
He's definitely doing something.
I agree. I would think so. I would think so. I didn't say, nowhere did I say that it was right. I'm just saying that she was a piece of shit to him the entire time.
I disagree with that. I didn't see her being a piece of shit. I thought that she was.
Come on.
No, I really didn't. I thought that she was assertive, and I thought that she was not a pushover. And I thought, like, I actually really loved her energy. I thought she was a strong, beautiful, funny woman. I liked her. I appreciate a woman that doesn't let a man fucking, you know, like she definitely held her own. She wasn't letting some guy like walk her around on a leash.
And that's fine. But at the same time, you're not wearing those shirts anymore. Yeah,
I think
you're
she
not
was being
that.
Playful. Yeah. I think that was playful.
When you say things, I can hear when you say things when you're playful. If Danielle says things to me, I can hear her being playful. When she was talking, she was not being playful. She was being demanding and she was being pushy. And I didn't like any of that. And again, like I said, that was one part that I didn't want to leave out of that whole story with the two of them, which Sarah Ann, and this was wrong too.
She sent
that Instagram message to him.
Sucks. She messaged him while he was engaged that if it doesn't work out, like maybe we talk again. Like that was shitty. That was shitty of her to do.
Fair enough. I think that, you know, we would have taken it the same way that we're taking it now. And I can appreciate that. But we don't know what was going through her head when she wrote it. She was just out and she was in the real world. That, you know, look, if here, same example, perfect example. Yeah, if somebody is dating multiple people and then they decide that they're going to be with one person, well, then that leaves that other person out. Now that other person's sitting and wallowing and drowning and saying, wait, but what about me? You know, and I can understand that, you know, like I can appreciate whether it's right, wrong or indifferent. You know, well, what about the other person, too? You got to put their feelings out there, too. They just went on the same experiment and they were just pretty much told they weren't good enough. You know what I mean? And now they've had this feeling.
And
right?
Now she's running around, which is hilarious. Now she is trying to prove that her love with Jeremy is so real, even though they've broken up 12 times over the last year. But they're going on to a reunion special together to be like, look at us. We're so in love, even though we hate each other most of the time. But we don't want the real world to know that, which I thought was hilarious that he was called out for.
But he did, by the way, but he did show Laura the message. He was upfront and honest and showed her the message. So I think he was actually in it for that. I think he probably really did get into talking to her. And now, again, I'm not defending him and he was not right. But I think that he was probably talking to her and things were rolling and rolling. Look, you and I, we're friends, and we just spoke before we started the show for an hour.
And if somebody did to me what Jeremy did to Laura, you would have them on the fucking floor.
I'd kick the snot out of him.
Exactly.
I would. I wasn't saying that he's right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, he's not. I can understand certain things about it. Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, like I wouldn't.
Well, I think that's a fair point. I still can see the point of view and not think that it's right. So I agree with you there that you can look at the scenario and see how things occurred without taking yourself out of it and being like, okay, I don't think it's great, but I see like the things that led. I saw the dominoes fall.
Right. That's my stance. Is that's how I'm. So, but automatically when I was saying that, you know, Danielle's thinking that I'm siding with him. I'm like, I'm not siding with him. Of course it's not right. But this is, think about this, and this. Again, the whole point is, you know, the reason why it's a scandal is because, you know, you're trying to make a decision on, you know, what stance you're taking and where it is and what it is and what, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I know we're running late, but I just want to bring up the whole thing with Clay and AD, which was one of the other couples. I honestly thought that he was going to say yes at the end. Danielle thought he was going to say no from the beginning. Even though he said no at the all. Now, okay, guys, these two were on the path Everybody was there. They showed up for the wedding. They looked in love. And what do you call it? And when it came time, he said no at the altar. And you could see he immediately regretted it. I know that. And I saw what when they were walking around, I said, this guy is having some serious internal turmoil. I think that he knows he just screwed up. Mm-hmm. And I've never in any of the other episodes, in any of the other seasons, have I seen somebody go back in to sit and try to talk to the other person and then obviously continue, because we didn't see what was happening off air after the show wrapped. And apparently he has been going through therapy and so forth. And he said that he wants to be with her. He said
it.
He admitted he was wrong.
I really appreciate, like, I think that he definitely made a mistake. I think that he's kicking himself in the ass for it now. I think that it is really good of him to be saying, like, yes, I need therapy. I needed to go through these things. Like, whether or not it works out with them in the end, I don't know. He clearly still wants to be with her. I don't know how she's feeling about that. But I do respect him for coming out and accepting accountability for his own actions and what he did. And, you know, like, I think, like, everybody makes mistakes, and he happened to make his on national fucking TV, mm-hmm. just like the rest of them did, you know, all of these people did. So I feel like accountability is huge, and he did take accountability for that.
He did. And what do you call it? But, and then she went, what do you call it? She went after this, and she met up with the guy that she was also talking to in the pods, that Matthew uh-huh. guy.
Yeah.
And the Matthew guy was the whole scandal with that. Was that Matthew had said the same thing to both AD and the other girl, whose name was Amber, and AD's real name is Amber. So he was telling two girls that have the same name,
the same stories
and the same stuff. And but she still went out on the date with him, which she said didn't work out anyway. But, you know, but at the end of the day, I don't know. She seemed to be getting emotional during the whole, you know, conversation uh-huh. with Clay.
She still loves him. I think she does.
I think they might have a shot if they try.
I hope they do, honestly. Yeah. I really do. And you
that
know,
would be good.
It's I love that we're doing this, and like the world is giving us their dirty little secrets, and then we're just like, let's talk scandal. Let's talk the dirty little secrets of pop culture this week. It's really fun, and it is right up my alley.
It has been so much fun. It's so different, you know, than what we were doing prior, and I like it because we, you know, we are able to talk about things that are going on, and you know, I think it's still very risque, and even like you and I even went back and forth on a couple things.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like before, but it's like, I like this new thing. I like this. I think we're on the right path. What do you call it? And it's good that we don't agree on everything all the time, because mm-hmm. that's what, you know, the world is. The world doesn't have to agree 24/7, but still, you know, make beautiful music together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everybody can get along and everybody can understand. And hopefully what we could put out there into the world is that you don't always have to agree on something. You know what I mean? And that doesn't mean that you hate each other. Doesn't mean you dislike each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, with all the stuff that we've seen in the past with all this stuff, you know, have your opinions. You can express your opinions online, but those opinions should never turn to hate and dislike and animosity towards people. Am I making sense?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I love about this the new way that we're doing things, because everybody already has their opinions out there on what's going on with Kate Middleton mm-hmm. and what's going on with these couples from Love is Blind or mm-hmm. whatever. And so, guys, if you have any friends or family or anybody that loves pop culture and wants to get into this stuff, send them our way. Shoot them over an episode, send them to our social media, and let them know that, you know, we are digging into all the dirty little secrets of, absolutely. You know, pop culture, entertainment, the world right now.
It's going to be so much fun. And you know that every single week there's new things popping up.
There's no shortage.
There's no shortage of content. But now you guys are going to get it from Day and Brim. So mm-hmm. what do you call it? Again, thank you guys so much for taking the ride with us. We greatly appreciate it. We're sorry that we missed you the last couple of weeks, but hopefully you caught up on some of the old episodes in the meantime, for everybody.
They did. I saw the numbers.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much, guys, for showing us the love. We appreciate you. And, you know, we will see you again next week. And Dana, what is the one rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club still?
Guys, still, the first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is to tell everybody about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Absolutely. Guys, we love you. We appreciate you. Mwah. We'll see you again, God willing, next week.
Think we want something from you, you got another thing coming.